Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. This is Daily Bread for Saturday, October 31st, and my name is Melissa from Reality San Francisco. Today, we will be reading and occasionally pausing to prayerfully read through Titus 2. As always, we hope that you'll feel free to pause this recording at any time if you'd like to take more time to reflect, and if you're able, we'd encourage you to journal as you listen along. Before we start, let's take a minute to settle, to quiet our hearts and our minds. Take a deep breath. Be still. Quiet before the Lord. Ready to hear from Him. As we read from Titus 2, pay attention to what word or phrase stands out to you. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. That they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that is his very own, eager to do what is good. These then are the things you should teach. Encourage and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. What word or phrase is standing out to you? Let it lead you into an encounter with Jesus as you prayerfully reflect, God, what are you highlighting to me in this scripture? Take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Now turn your focus outward. What does applying this scripture to your life look like? Again, consider it prayerfully. Lord, what is one way that I should apply this scripture to my life today? Again, take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Finally, take this last pause to devote yourself to the Lord. Ask him for his refreshment, for his vision for a new day. Commit yourself, commit your day to following him.